I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend.
No matter who you are, you've probably had a rough day at the office that changed your perspective. Or maybe you made an impulse purchase you really, really wish you could take back. Just about everybody stumbles somewhere along the way, and that's why we have the Marketplace Quiz. It's our money-inspired questionnaire that we give to actors, musicians, and other people in the spotlight. Here's producer Haley Hirschman with this week's guest.
Hi, my name is Devendra Banhart, and I'm on the Marketplace Quiz. Thanks for having me.
Fill in the blank. Money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you...
It can lead to total dissatisfaction and the realization that money can't buy you happiness. I think you can live your whole life just trying to make more and more and more and more. But if you can create a little bit of space between that delusion that it's going to lead to happiness,
mm-hmm.
you can reach a moment where you go, oh, this really doesn't lead to happiness. So now I'm going to pursue what does.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, money does lead to happiness.
All right, you've proved us wrong. In a next life, what would your career be?
In the next life, what would my career be? Easy. Dried persimmon dealer. Now, if it was... That's if it's limited to a human life. If it's not, then I'll go with seaweed. I've always thought it'd be nice to be seaweed, kind of just floating about.
Wow.
Within that same kind of maritime theme, blue whale would be pretty fantastic.
When did you realize that being a musician could be an actual career?
When my family heard me sing my first song that I wrote when I was around 9-10 years old in Caracas.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those Sundays when we had dinner, we would have lunch, and lunch at my grandmother's house, and so the uncles were there, my cousins were there, my grandmother, and they were all sitting in the little living room, and I said, okay, I wrote a song, I'd like to present it. I sang it to them, and it was the look of horror on their faces. It was the request to never do that again that made me think, ooh, okay, this might be something I want to pursue.
Do you remember the first time you got paid to perform?
The first paid show was in Los Angeles at an art opening, and I was paid maybe, I don't know, $25.
Yeah.
But that pride, which was, that was a big deal,
mm-hmm.
but all of it was literally annihilated by the fact that while I was playing, I hear somebody yell, like, shut the F up, really loud. Oh, it kind of shocked me. I started crying. I mean, I was really
bummed
out because the person kept doing it, of course. And but then the show was over, and I felt like, okay, now I know what that's like. And it turns out that my friend Anti had paid this guy to do that, and he filmed it.
That's really cruel.
And at first, that's what I thought, too. Later on, I was so grateful. Because I kind of, you know, got to experience that. And yet I also had the kind of ego padding of mm-hmm. knowing that, well, he didn't really mean it. My friend paid him, you know what I mean? So
uh-huh.
it was kind of a strange gift.
What was your first job?
My first job was shoveling in a farm in El Junquito. So it's kind of farmlands of Venezuela, and there was a farm that my mom was friends with, the farm woman. She thought it'd be good for me to spend the summer there working on the farm. But my first paid job was bagging groceries at a market called Westward Ho. Doesn't exist anymore in California.
What is something everyone should own no matter the cost?
Three things come to mind.
Okay.
A Nobel Peace Prize, chapstick, and universal compassion.
Some of those things are free.
Your chapstick, you mean, right?
Yeah, the chapstick's free, right? You can just take that from any CVS without paying.
If you're bagging groceries at Westford Hill, yeah.
What advice do you wish someone had given you before you started your career?
It's okay to not know, and it's okay to ask for help.
Do you feel like you did those things when you started out?
No, I feel like it was all about, no, I know, I know, I know, and I don't need anyone's help. I need to prove that I can be independent. But that isn't really how it works.
Mm-hmm.
And you definitely don't know everything. And not only that, but it's okay not to know everything.
Mm-hmm.
And asking for help doesn't suddenly make you intrinsically dependent or codependent. It's a dance.
Devendra Banhart's album Ape in Pink Marble is out now.